As a someone in between when it comes to the spectrum of gender, I've learned to find a space in between. So that's why I use a little addition to my name is Pat A plus B Gallagher. Luckily, my name, even though it's Patrick, Pat works either way. So this male-bodied person wants to be feminine, not female, but feminine. So it's a space that I have found. But I'd like to focus on this Mount Rainier here. And I want to ditto with Lynn about the thongs. I remember thongs of the 70s, but I want to give people a chance to remember my favorite ad on TV back in the 70s, and it had to do with this mountain. It has to do with a type of beer. And a motorcycle says it all. So you all ready to say it with me? Rainier. Thank you. This mountain, I've been looking at it and listening to all the stories, and I'm very moved by the stories. But there's something missing over the top of this mountain. Where's the rainbow? Well, listening to everybody and the warmth, and gee, it is getting warm in here. My cup of water is cooling off over here, cooling off in the snow. Anyway, you are the rainbow. And from now on, when you see the rainbow and appreciate the humanity that we have on this beautiful earth that we live on, when you see the second rainbow, sometimes you're lucky you see the third rainbow. Usually you just see parts. But the revelation coming forth, that second rainbow, helps me understand and appreciate to see beyond the obvious and to embrace the who of diversified people, LGBTIQQA. And let's talk about the A. Many A's are in here, but it's not just allies. Celebrate yourselves as also those who are stepping forward in these past years of pride movements to be advocates and ambassadors. So you are all the rainbow, and I celebrate that with you as all who are in here as LGBT, IQQA, plus two more letter A's. And also I'll close with this. Anyway, when you see the second rainbow, think of what that means, because that's embracing the who. Now, as enlightenment people moving forward, we help others out there who are trying to, who are stuck at the threshold. They're stuck on the what of diversity. All they can see is the obvious rainbow. They just can't see or refuse to see the second rainbow. But we, moving forward, can help them choose to see and or break through the darkness to see that second rainbow. So what color is my brain? I wear this lavender, and then here's my little pride bracelet. Science lesson here, we all start out in our mother's wombs as female zygotes. The Y chromosome makes some of us into male-bodied people. That's early in gestation. Late in gestation, there's a second testosterone burst from the Y chromosome that's supposed to masculinize the brain. If that don't happen during the gestational window of development, which is later in gestation, the person ends up with a female brain by default inside of a male body. So this blue body, blue testosterone throughout my body makes my pink brain lavender. So that's what helps. That's what helps me embrace a sense of genderqueer. I can make my brain pink if I want by taking hormones, but for now, I'm happy to be genderqueer with a lavender brain. Thank you. Love you.